Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Folks, I don't know where this is going, but we're going to figure it out here in a second. Michael Heck is joining us, president and CEO of GNO Inc., maybe celebrating that he's now driving a Mercedes.
No, you know, I'm pushing a 4Runner here in the parking lot of Fausto's on beautiful Veterans Boulevard. But look, we love Janis Joplin, and I thought this was kind of a plaintive song about struggling to make ends meet, you know, what I want versus what I need and what I'm going to get. You know, materialism and poverty, themes that we're dealing with today in the city of New Orleans.
So I know you've been keeping up with the news. We just had J.P. Morrell on. Tommy Tucker had the attorney general on, giving her side of the story and articulating her concerns about what's happening here as we decide whether or not we move forward with the $125 million loan and agree to a state fiscal review committee, which it looks like the city council and city administration has rejected. So now the next step, I guess, and not sure exactly where that's going to go and how that gets us to where we need to be. Your thoughts?
Well, I think in the immediate, there are probably one of two paths that happen. Either one, the city figures out how to nip and tuck through the end of the year without any type of payday loan. The other possibility is that there is a change of heart from the AG and that she agrees for this to go forward with fiscal oversight being supplied by maybe the triumvirate of Mike Wagisback, Stephen Street, who's the IG for the state, and Ed Michelle from the city. I think one of those two seem to be the solution set, right? Unless I'm missing something.
No, I would agree, and I think that would make perfect sense if Mike Wagisback agreed to do it. Councilman J.P. Morrell introduced some guardrail legislation yesterday, outlining, I thought, a pretty good give by the city of agreeing to those very things happening. That none of this money is spent without the appropriate approvals by those very same people that you just talked about.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a bigger picture at play here, which I'd just like to lay out for a second, see how you react to it. We've got a mayor-elect coming in, Mayor-elect Moreno, who is not mayor yet, we should just remind people. And from everything that I've seen, from being, now pretty much on the inside, I'm one of the co-chairs of the Financial and Operational Excellence Committee, which is, I guess, germane to this whole discussion. And just from knowing Helena Moreno and folks around her, like JP, the council, there's going to be a real commitment to doing things the right way in terms of operations, in terms of finances. I think there's a real interest in right-sizing the city. One thing that should be noted is that if you take out this budgetary shortfall of about $160 million, it just gets us back to our pre-COVID budget. It's not like it takes us back to the Stone Ages. And so at this point, I've got a lot of confidence in where this administration wants to go and how it wants to get there. And so whatever is happening now with the shortfall through the end of the current administration's term, I would hate to see that in any way hamstring the new administration in their very clear goals of a Super Bowl level city in terms of operations and outcomes. So we just want to be careful we don't do something in the near term that throws out the baby with the bathwater if we are going to be coming into a new chapter in how the city is run.
Michael, I agree wholeheartedly. In fact, in my monologue this morning, I said if this was only about Helena Moreno, I don't believe that we would be having this discussion at the present time. The problem is there's a whole lot of history going back multiple administrations as to where we find ourselves, and the other uncertainty is how long will it take in order to turn this around. I believe that Ms. Moreno has the reputation, the character, and the trust of a lot of folks in the state administration to deliver on this. I asked JP, the president of the council, as you look at the city's financial statements today, what is your confidence level on a scale from 1 to 10, 10 being very confident? And as I suspected, because I think JP is a straight shooter, he said a 6. I said, well, therein lies the problem. So, you know, as I try to put myself in other people's shoes, like Liz Murrell and others that are looking at this, and if they're feeling the same way, this is a bigger thing than Ms. Moreno, right? And and that's why I think there's a lot of value in everybody getting in the same room. And not by Zoom, not by email, not by, you know, having one-off conversations, getting in the same room. We need the city to succeed. And if anybody at a state level doesn't believe that, they don't need to be in a position at the state level, quite frankly. And without the city succeeding, Jefferson Parish is diminished, St. Tammany's diminished, everybody in the whole southeastern section of the state of Louisiana is diminished. And if there are elected officials that don't believe that, then they don't need to be in office, quite frankly, because that's the reality. Our identity is the city of New Orleans. And if your identity is impaired, it doesn't bode very well. But if your identity is knocking it out the park, man, the multiplier effect of that is huge. And if we don't recognize or realize that, we are a group of silly people. And, you know, and that's where we need to get to. And instead of, and I'm not suggesting that anybody's trying to be an impediment to this. We all have different ways of articulating our positions. Sometimes I'm brutally to the point. But having said that, getting in that room and getting an understanding and looking somebody in the eye and crafting, there's so many things. You just brought up some great observations that we can deploy that would make this work. It's silly to have this even go on another day, quite frankly, right?
Yeah. So a couple of comments on that. I agree with you. If you look at the financial and frankly political commitments that the governor has made to New Orleans, whether it's Troop NOLA or the Super Bowl effort, clearly he understands what you're talking about. If you look at the way that Mayor-elect Moreno is talking about what we need to do relative to creating efficiencies in government, reorganizing for clear accountability, clearly she understands. But the truth of it is that this problem, as you said, predates the Cantrell administration. You could argue it goes back to 1960 when the city had a population of over 600,000. And it's been shrinking since then, but has maintained most of its physical overhead and is not really reconciled with that. Hell, if you really wanted to get into this, you could go back and say that it goes back to when the Erie Canal was built, which was the first chink in the armor of New Orleans being a city that was inevitable for the future of the country. And we never really reconciled ourselves to our changing role relative to domestic trade and the economy. But I want to flip this and say that I'm not totally despairing, because if ever there was a time for this crisis, which has been building for decades, to come to a head, now is actually not, it's probably the least bad time, let me say that, with a new, energized, capable administration coming in, with a state administration that clearly wants the city to succeed, with parishes. I was just presenting to JEDCO this morning, and we were talking about how President Cheng is going to be a great friend of Mayor Moreno. This is actually a good time to use this crisis to do a hard reset. So the only, the bad outcome here would be is that if we just spit and glue it and MacGyver this thing through, but don't actually make any fundamental changes. If that happens, then we are indeed silly people.
No, no doubt, for sure. So, Michael, we have some bond propositions, specifically three on the November 15th ballot, totaling $510 million to fund over 100 projects. Your thoughts?
These are bond propositions that GNO Inc. Supports, all three of them. The most important one is probably the $415 million for capital improvements. This is all the Super Bowl stuff, but it's also going to take care of a bunch of eyesores around the city, like the old Lindy Boggs Medical Center on Bayou St. John. Proposition 3 is $50 million dedicated to drainage. That kind of explains itself. And Proposition 1 is $45 million for affordable housing, which is fundamental to the workforce. I think the key things to know about this is number one, these are funds for capital. They cannot be used to plug the budget hole. Two different pots of money. So we're talking about two different things. The second thing is that there are no new taxes associated with these bonds. They're going to exist on the current millage, so there's no new tax associated. And I think the final one is that we've seen from the council, you talked to Councilmember Morrell this morning, that there's a commitment to transparency, to putting in guardrails, to working with people like the state legislative auditor, Mike Wagesback. And so I think we just got to give the new administration the tools and the fuel to get things done. We have to give the administration the benefit of the doubt. They've earned it to this point. So that's I think what these bond props are about.
Hopefully we get some people that go out and vote. I've been talking to a lot of folks, and there's not a high confidence level that we'll end up in double digits. That would be a sad commentary.
Yeah, I mean, we only have two council votes that are going to happen, A and E. And so, you know, folks, please go out and make your vote. It really matters for the future of New Orleans on the infrastructure side. And you get a sticker.
Yep. Chilco has announced it's investing more and expanding its headquarters. This happened just not too long ago when they built this outright the first time, right?
Yeah, this is up on the North Shore, which continues to really do very well. They're going to invest over $4 million as part of their statewide growth plan, growing their St. Tammany headquarters. It's going to create close to 40 new jobs, average salary over $70,000. Plus, one of the better names of any Louisiana companies with, you know, with no offense to Latrum, but Chilco, that's good. Like, where do you work? Oh, I work at Chilco. How about you? Any questions?
Yeah, let's just move on. The region's global gateway grows. Department of Commerce has approved the Port of New Orleans expansion of the Federal Trade Zone. What does this mean?
So this is a federal trade zone is a place where goods can move without being subject to typical taxes. It's almost like an airport terminal. And the U.S. Department of Commerce has approved the Port of New Orleans FTZ Federal Trade Zone to now expand to include St. Tammany. The reason why this matters and the reason why St. Tammany Economic Development worked with the port and GNO Inc. to get this done is that when you look at the map of the distribution centers that are going to be related to the terminal being built down in St. Bernard, a lot of that's going to happen in St. Tammany Parish, from Slidell over in the east across I-12 to the Gulf South Commerce Park. So including this in one general FTZ is going to make the entire whole work in an efficient way.
And Michael, the other day I had the executive director of the Southern Rail Commission on, and we were talking about all of what's going on with the expansion of the rail cards and how many folks have actually taken that trip. I mean, just a huge success.
It's wild. I took it for my birthday. We went out to Ship Island. It was packed. I think I said this. I enjoyed a microwave hamburger and a White Claw at 8 in the morning. How else do you celebrate? What is Paris Hilton doing that I was not doing there in the dining car of the Mardi Gras Express? And next we're going to get Baton Rouge, and then we're also going to get the I-20 corridor up in the north of the state at the same time.
Michael Heck promoting his heart healthy breakfast on the rail car. We'll be right back, folks. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Michael Heck, president and CEO of G&O Inc. And Michael, we have a special guest.
Yeah, special guest today, Newell, is Sam McCabe. He is from Loyola and also New Orleans Entrepreneur Week, and he's here to discuss next year's program for this iconic event for New Orleans and innovation.
Well, Sam, thank you so much for joining us, and let's just start out for the benefit of the listening audience. Tell us, what is NOAA?
Yeah. Hey, thanks, Newell, and thanks, Michael. Good to be here. Appreciate you guys for having me. So New Orleans Entrepreneur Week, NOE, this is now the 15th year of this program, and it's a week-long celebration of all things innovation and culture that are making New Orleans and the Gulf South such a great place to be for entrepreneurs. We're kicking off on Monday, March 9th for a week through the 14th. What's great right now is our speaker applications just went live for folks to be a big part of showcasing all the amazing entrepreneurs here in New Orleans.
So if I remember correct, you guys have presentations throughout the city and multiple different venues and like. So
yeah.
What part of NOE will be actually on the Loyola campus?
Yeah, so for the second year now, we'll be hosting a two-day summit here at Loyola. It'll, you know, feel kind of like a very interactive kind of conference type vibe, And, you know, we'll have keynote speakers, we'll have interactive activations from different founders and different folks around town. A lot of great TED Talk style founder stories and kind of everything in between across those 2 days here on campus on March 12th and 13th. So.
And if folks want to get involved, how would they go about doing that?
Yeah, well, so we've got... you know, our applications are live right now, and registration to just attend will be going live later this fall. But right now, you know, we're looking for some of those amazing entrepreneur stories and founders and innovators here in New Orleans and beyond to be on stage and to really showcase what's going on here. You know, we've got kind of four different ways you can get involved as a speaker, whether that's, you know, as a founder journey, kind of a TED Talk style conversation, which is kind of the part of NOE and kind of what we've done for 15 years of really showcasing the stories of the people that are really doing it here, right? It's kind of the meat and potatoes of what we really do. There's also, you know, we have these, what we're calling sector spotlights this year, where we're really focusing on different industries that are making New Orleans so great, whether that's hospitality or health or energy, culture, climate innovation, all of those fun things. Then also focusing on execution and tactics for how you can actually, you know, take what you're learning here and then go take it forward and actually get started yourself, or really looking towards the future, right? And these can be panels, these can be, you know, interactive workshops, they can be, you know, single solo talks like a TED Talk. We're really open to a really great variety of programming and trying to be as innovative and as interactive as we possibly can for a couple of days here. So.
Sam, I've had the opportunity to see the agenda for NOE quite a few times. I mean, people that are just, yeah. I mean, absolutely brilliant in their field. What do you see coming up that's like real exciting? I mean, I know AI is just, it's crazy, some of the ideas coming out about that. I guess you guys would expect more.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For 2025, one of our main themes was what we called not so artificial intelligence, right? Where we were leaning into, you know, talking about how AI was really impacting entrepreneurs and businesses here. You know, you can't swing, you know, you can't start a business. You don't hear about a business right now that's not trying to fold AI in somehow, right? So really leaning into how these different sectors can use that technology in a productive way to actually grow and scale their business is something we're absolutely leaning into and excited about. There's a lot of really, really cool companies that are here in New Orleans and kind of in the region that are really showcasing what you can do in some of those different industries. So really leaning into that. And then, yeah, too, honestly, not even just kind of more on a general scale, we have so many like small businesses and so many, you know, early stage founders that are running something that is not necessarily tech, maybe not necessarily, you know, some crazy huge company that's going to sell for $1 billion, but it's something that folks are passionate about and something that they're excited about that can help grow our economy here and really, you know, put New Orleans on the map as a hub for innovation.
What I love are the folks that come up with ideas of things that are readily apparent to us. We do it every day and just right. Never really thought about how to make it more efficient. And then they come up with this idea and it's like, what the hell didn't I think of that?
Right. Yeah. No, I teach a first year class here at Loyola that is based on a lot of that, where it's, hey, look, you know, paying attention to these ideas that we, you know, these problems that we experience every day that we don't necessarily even think that there's a new solution for, right? And that's why we've gotten involved here as producers here with Entrepreneur Week is, you know, we have really just a passion here for showcasing those problem finders and those ones that are, you know, really able to make New Orleans shine and showcase what we can do here, right? So
absolutely. If folks want more information, the website is?
Oh, yeah. NOE.org, NOEW.org. you know, we're looking for some really great, actionable and practical takeaways this year and fresh points of view. So if folks have ideas for panels, whether that's on AI or really, you know, just launching your idea right from the get-go, whether that's, you know, ethics or marketing or any of these pieces that lean into entrepreneurship and really getting started on a business, that's really what we're trying to line up with this year.
So, folks, they're getting started to put this on. The New Orleans Entrepreneur Week will take place Monday, March 9th, 2026, through Sunday, March the 14th. And there will be a two-day summit at the Loyola University's College of Business during that week as well. Sam, thank you so much for joining us. Truly appreciate it. Sam McCabe, Program Director, Adjunct Faculty at Loyola. Have a great week.
Thanks, Noel. Y'all too.
Thank you. We'll be right back with Michael Heck's final thoughts. Stay with us, folks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We are visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of G&O Inc. And Michael, let's move to one of the other programs, New Orleans Class Act. That's not to be confused with Michael Heck. Tell us about it.
No, it's Class and me. We don't hang that much. Well, that introductory song that you just played was hot for teacher because we want to talk about the classroom. And what I want to talk about specifically is that a new documentary just showed at the New Orleans Film Festival called Turnaround, the Reinvention of New Orleans Public Education System. And I think it's timely for us to revisit what actually happened with the post-Katrina education overhaul, because I think over time, maybe appreciation for how radical and with some caveats, how successful it's been, and this film touches on it. So if you'll indulge me, Noel, I just would love to talk about some of the before afters with the New Orleans public schools. So before Katrina, 35% of the students were at or above grade level. After reform, it was 60 to 65% above grade level. Graduation rate went up from 50% to 75-80%. College enrollment went from 37% to over 60%. Most of the schools were ranked F or D before the charter school reforms. Now the majority are C or higher, and there are no more F-rated schools. And so you look at that all together, And yes, there have been challenges with neighborhood schools being disrupted. There have been questions about fairness of the system. But overall, it's probably the most dramatic turnaround of a public school system in the country, maybe in our country's history. And it's become a model for other places around the United States. And so I just think it's important for us to appreciate what was accomplished and to keep building on it, keep improving.
No, absolutely. You know, we talk about this a lot, and then I don't think I've ever heard all of these numbers at the same time. It's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's, you know, I think what has happened is that, so, unfortunately, charter schools have become politicized, and it's a shame because we shouldn't be politicizing what's best for our kids and our communities. And so as a result, folks have turned against charter schools. You know, for example, we're seeing up in New York City, the potential new mayor, Mamdani, is against charter schools, I understand. And I just don't get it, because with results that are this clear, even if the system is not perfect and we need to adjust things like how people have choices of schools and minimizing busing times and trying to preserve communities, fundamentally, we are doing a better job for our kids and their futures under this model, because this model creates accountability. It gives schools autonomy over staffing, over budgeting, over curriculum. And frankly, it introduces a level of competition which forces schools to literally and figuratively sharpen their pencils. So I think we should all be on the same page talking about how to preserve and improve this system, not to go back to what we had before, because what we had before wasn't working. And look, I'm a public school graduate. I'm a big chauvinist for public schools. I think that a society needs excellent public schools in order to really prosper. And so we can't abandon them. We have to keep improving them.
Yeah, and that goes for all schools, right? I mean, we always want to keep them climbing and achieving more. Because that bodes well for the entire community. I mean, here we have a very fragmented education system between private school education, parochial school education, and public school education. And in many ways, they're hand in glove with one another, and we need them all to succeed.
No, that's absolutely right. When you look at the private schools, we have some of the best private schools in the country in terms of the academics and the facilities. When you look at our parochial schools, you could say that even more so. And the parochial schools, frankly, if we're having an honest conversation, which is risky to do over radio with your millions of listeners, but the parochial schools over the decades have really stepped up and filled in the gaps when the public schools were not carrying their weight. So they get enormous credit for their social mission. And yeah, and my support of public schools should not in any way be interpreted as me diminishing the importance of private or parochial schools.
No.
Like you said, yeah, we just need excellence all the way around.
Absolutely. Much like our approach with energy, all of the above, we need all of the above to succeed as well. Michael, there's a new Greater New Orleans startup report from Tulane University. What does it reveal?
This was an interesting one. I think I did a Sunday night highlight on it, but it shows that entrepreneurs in Louisiana are embracing AI faster than the national average. I believe, I don't have it in front of me, Noel, but I think that Louisiana was number 7 in the nation for adoption of artificial intelligence in new companies. I think that that's so critical. And it's one of the reasons why I'm such a big proponent of the Meta facility up in the Northeast, because, you know, people always say, Michael, you know, why don't we have an auto manufacturer in Louisiana? And why aren't we making tires out of the rubber we import? The sad truth is that back in the 80s, when other states were soliciting auto manufacturers from Europe and Asia, we didn't do it, and we missed that wave. So the fact that we are getting in on this wave, whether it's with companies adopting AI or it's with the Meta Center up in Richland, it means that thanks to the governor and thanks to Susan Bourgeois at LED and all of our partners, we're getting in on this wave, and we're going to be glad for that over the next, you know, one or two decades.
That's great news for sure. And as we can continue to progress, not only here in Southeast Louisiana, but obviously throughout the state. As always, Michael, we truly appreciate you reporting out on so many incredible projects. And, man, I got my fingers crossed hoping all these players get in the same room and can work out these differences that we have relative to the short-term loan. I also believe that there's a benefit to maybe if they don't get it, that they start looking really hard at what they can deal with at the present time. So that's not a wasted exercise either. So
no,
we will continue to monitor it for sure. Absolutely. Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNOA. Have a great week, my friend.
You as well, my friend. Appreciate you. Thanks so much.
All right. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. The New Orleans Church Abuse Survivors actually approved a settlement plan that they were able to vote through yesterday. And it turns out that 99.6% of all creditors in the case who submitted ballots during a six-week voting period, which ended yesterday, voted in favor of the settlement. These creditors are divided into several groups or classes: the 650 abuse survivors, vendors and small businesses, and bondholders. All of the groups reached the necessary two-thirds votes in favor, with the exception of the bondholders, who have been offered $3 million, but they are owed $30 million, and they will have additional hearings relative to that class in the near future. Coming up next, we will visit with Rafael Goyeneche, president of Metropolitan Crime Commission, after the break. Stay with us.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.